In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. Okay, the coast is clear. Come on.
I don't think this is a good idea, Max.
What's not a good idea?
Stealing from Mr. Conklin's office.
What are you talking about? He stole the Jade Dragon from me, remember?
Hand it over.
What? That's my special dragon.
I'll keep it safe until school's over. Now, I don't want to hear another word unless you want detention again.
He was supposed to give it back after school, but surprise, surprise, he was nowhere to be found.
Maybe he just forgot.
Did you forget? Aunt Murgatroyd said he was one of them.
I know.
Then what?
We're in enough trouble already. What if we get caught?
Aunt Murgatroyd said not to let the dragon fall into the wrong hands. If Mr. Conklin is a troublemaking troll, those are definitely the wrong hands. Besides, how else are we going to get it back?
Fine. Let's do it.
Hopefully it's still in his office. It's locked.
Oh, wow.
What?
Look at the keypad on the door. It's like a calculator.
Maybe you need to enter the right equation to open it.
What equation would a troll use to lock his door?
Beats me.
Let me think. What about a math oddity? Something weird that doesn't follow the rules.
Ooh, yeah! Way to think like a troll. But what should it be?
How about 1 plus 1 equals 3?
That's a troll's dream come true. Let's try it. Nope.
2 plus 2 equals 5. 1 times 1 equals 2? 1 times 0 equals 1.
Nope.
This is hopeless. It could be anything.
Wait, what about an imaginary number?
An imaginary number? Max, this is math, not magic.
I'm serious. An imaginary number is a number whose square is negative 1.
But that's impossible. When you multiply two negative numbers together, it equals a positive number.
That's why it's imaginary. It's used in super complex equations. I'm not saying I understand it. I just read about it.
You were reading about math?
Don't ask. Just try it. Imaginary number squared equals negative 1. Darn, I had a good feeling about that one. Yikes! It's Conklin! Hide!
To live minus V, to lie equally, to slant the even shelf and make pi greater than...
Phew, that was close.
I've got it.
You do? What's the equation?
No idea. But what if we use a time radio to go back to before he took the statue?
I don't know. Aunt Murgatroyd said only time travel with her permission.
Desperate times call for desperate actions.
Max, wait! Okay, we're still at school, but when?
5 minutes before Conklin stole the Jade Dragon from me. Now we just have to find it.
That's the plan? We're gonna walk up to ourselves and ask for the Jade Dragon? I don't know about you, but that would freak me out.
I know, but we gotta try. Come on. Whoa! There we are!
Wow, my hair looks really nice from the back.
Come on, we'll explain to us what happened. Something weird's going on.
Max, I can't move.
Me neither. I can barely move my lips.
What's happening?
You're frozen in a time fissure. It's what happens when you see yourself from another time. You freeze and turn invisible.
How do we unfreeze? I can't take much more of this.
I whole body feels like a funny bone being hit over and over.
You can wait until your other selves exit from sight. Or I can unfreeze you. If you promise to never again use the time radio without my permission.
We promise!
Okay, I'm sending you to 17th century Wilmington, England. Some trolls made trouble that needs sorting out. You can work on getting the Jade Dragon back later.
Oh, wow. That was interesting. Aunt Murgatroyd didn't seem too mad, did she?
I don't know. Between losing the dragon and using the time radio, we're not doing too good here.
Speaking of here, this is such a nice, peaceful village. I wonder what the trolls want with a place like this.
It's coming from that pub. Come on.
A pub? We can't go in there. We're not 21.
No. We're older.
We are?
Sure. It just depends how you look at it. You're 12. I'm 13. Together we're 25. Besides, nobody's watching the door. Come on.
Some hatmaker you are. I say we all boycott your store. Good luck making hats for no one.
A boycott? Oh no! What am I going to do?
Excuse me, maybe we can help?
Who are you? Aren't you a little young to be in here?
We're not staying. I'm Molly.
And I'm Max. We're problem solvers.
You don't say.
Why is everyone so mad at you?
Once a year, the Duchess puts on a mask.
Like, for Halloween?
No, a mask, like a masquerade. It's a dramatic play.
She throws a big party, too. The tradition goes back generations. But this year, she's become riddled by riddles.
Trolls!
She'll only put on the mask if someone makes a hat for the long man. Seeing as I'm the local hat maker, the townsfolk came to me. Perhaps if I had a few months, I could do it. But by tomorrow? Impossible!
Who's this long man who needs a hat so badly?
Yeah, how hard could it be to make one hat?
You'll see. Behold, the long man of Wilmington.
Whoa, it's a giant man carved into the side of a hill.
He must be over 200 feet tall.
Tis, that's why we call him long man.
Wouldn't tall man make more sense?
T'would.
Who made him?
Nobody knows. As far as I know, he's always been there.
So how do you make a hat for a head that big?
Therein lies the problem.
Where does the Duchess live? Maybe we can change her mind.
The castle atop hill yonder. But good luck changing her mind with all them riddles swirling about her head.
Wow, nice castle.
It's so much bigger than it looks from the other hill.
Halt! Who goes there?
Max and Molly. We're here to see the Duchess.
She's only receiving master riddlers. Be you they?
Well, yes. They we be.
Then riddle me this. What gets bigger the more you take away? Answer wrong, and you'll be barred from the castle forever.
The ocean? No, that doesn't make sense.
How about a restaurant? The more you order takeout, the more money they make?
I don't think they have takeout here. Wait, I've got it. A hole. A hole gets bigger the more you take away.
You may enter.
Nice job, Ball.
Thanks, but I think we got a lot more riddles coming our way.
Good evening, Master Riddlers.
Good evening, Duchess.
We're here on behalf of the village hatmaker. We were wondering...
What belongs to you but is used more by others?
Max?
Quickly now.
My name. My name belongs to me, but is used more by others.
Marvelous, simply marvelous.
Excuse me, Miss Duchess?
If two's company and three's a crowd, what are four and five,
Wow, she is positively riddled by riddles.
How can we convince her to forget about making a hat for the long man when we can hardly speak to her?
Have I stumped you, Riddlers? If two's company and three's a crowd, four and five are nine. Marvellous. Simply marvellous.
Look, you can see the long man out the window. It doesn't seem so big from over here.
It all depends on how you look at it. Wait, that's it! If the hat maker can make a hat and hang it from this window, it'll look like the long man is wearing it.
Sweet!
Max, start from the window and walk forward. Back up. Perfect. You're right in line with the long man. I'll measure the distance from me to you. 6 feet. Good thing I brought a tape measure. Then the distance from you to the window is 7 feet. And the circumference of your head is 22 inches.
Now we just need to measure the rope to hang the hat from.
But the ceiling's too high to measure.
The castle's made out of rectangular stones, like the palace where we helped Pythagoras. If we measure one stone, we can calculate the height of the ceiling, then subtract my height to find the length of the rope.
Dude! Okay, one stone is 1 foot 4 inches, which converts to 16 inches. The ceiling is 10.5 stones high. So 16 times 10.5 is 168 inches.
Last I checked, I was 4'11".
Let's double check to make sure. Nope, you're 5 feet even.
Hey, I grew an inch.
Congratulations. Okay, that converts to 60 inches.
But don't we need to measure to my forehead since that's where the hat will rest?
Good thinking. From the top of your head to your forehead is 2 inches. So your hat height is 58 inches. The ceiling is 168 inches minus 58, which equals...
easy! 110 inches.
You get the hat maker. I'll find some rope. Hold still! I'm trying to fasten the rope to the ceiling.
Ugh! It's kind of hard when you're standing on someone's shoulders and someone else is standing on yours.
Or when two people are standing on your shoulders.
I hope this works.
Same.
Okay, got it. Put me down.
Gladly.
How are we looking?
Like the long man is wearing an excellent hat. Great job.
Amazing.
Quick, here comes the Duchess.
Marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Miss Duchess, we have something to show you.
Ah, before you do, how many sides does a circle have?
One.
No, two. The inside and the outside.
Splendid.
Duchess, we made a hat for the long man. Want to see?
Only after you've solved my riddle. If there are 4 sheep, 2 dogs, and 1 shepherd, how many feet are there?
4 times 4 is 16, plus 8.
2 again. Only the shepherd has feet. Sheep have hooves and dogs have paws. Now, stand here. Look, the long man is wearing a hat.
By golly, he is. The fog of riddles. It's fading. I can think clearly again. The mask is back on.
Hooray!
Fancy.
I don't think we're dressed for this ball.
I don't know. Our clothes from the future seem pretty exciting to these people. Maybe too exciting. Let's make like a banana and split.
Hold on. I just want to see all the fancy table settings and flowers and napkin holders and...
What?
Look at the place cards on the table.
So, they've got super fancy place cards telling people where to sit. Wait, do they have ones for us?
No, look at those two at table 6.
Problemia and Trollio. Wow. Talk about weird old names.
Problemia? Trollio? Problemia? Trollio? Isn't that a little close to problem solvers and trolls?
Oh, snap! You're right! Do you think this fancy ball has something to do with the problem solvers and trolls?
Maybe. See if you can grab Trollio's place card.
That's easy. Got it!
I was hoping you'd do it a little more sneakily. Whatever. Nobody saw you. Does it say anything?
Yeah, it says Trollio. Oh, wait. There's something written on the back. To live minus V. To lie equally. To slant the even shelf. And make pi greater than 12.
Why does that sound familiar?
Yo! That was the riddle Conklin was saying to himself in the hall. Only he didn't finish the last line, make pi greater than 12. Maybe that's the equation to open the lock to his office.
But pi is 3.14. How can you make it greater than 12?
Beats me. Ooh, look, they're starting with dessert. Is that mincemeat pie?
Yes, that's it.
Wow, I didn't know you liked mincemeat so much.
Not the mincemeat, the pie.
Huh? You're losing me.
Pi. P-I, the math constant, not the P-I-E, dessert. I know how to make pi greater than 12.
Oh, cool.
Max, Molly, would you join us for a delicious mince pie?
Sorry, Duchess. We've got our own pie. Okay, if E is any number greater than 12 divided by pi, then that's the same as saying pi times E is greater than 12.
Oh, okay, try it.
It worked! We're in!
Whoa, check it out. It's us from another time.
Huh? Uh-oh. I may have entered the wrong time in the time machine. Hey, what are you two up to?
The time fissure is kicking in. I can't move.
Future Molly, did we pass our bio exam?
Not now, past Molly. Quick, we gotta go. Hey, where'd they go?
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, Taya Garland, Emma A. Wilson, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment. And Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.